This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica to get cancer control plan, government creating space for ICT industry at Montego Bay Free Zone, and business leaders urged to capitalize on economic opportunities at Diaspora Conference. The details after this message.
We pledge to come together as a people to clean up our communities, to clean the gullies and drains, to clean up our public spaces and beautify our environment so that Jamaica, land of beauty, will be beautiful forever.
I'm on a mission.
A mission.
Today is the day.
Now the news. Jamaica could soon have a cancer control plan. Minister of Health Dr. Fenton Ferguson announced on Tuesday that the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, has sent an impact mission to Jamaica to undertake an assessment and formulate a cancer control plan for the island. The minister says the visit is part of the government's long-term plans to curb the spread of non-communicable diseases.
We have placed the cancer agenda as a priority. This mission, having arrived, represents a significant moment for health in Jamaica and a significant moment for us in the ministry.
The IAEA team will be in Jamaica until March 8, and during their stay, representatives will discuss the issue of cancer care with a number of internal and external stakeholders. The team will also explore efforts to reintroduce nuclear medicine technology to enhance diagnostic and treatment capabilities for cancer and other chronic diseases. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has called on members of the public and private sectors to urgently implement planned projects so the country can meet its targets for growth, debt containment, job creation, and social protection. The Prime Minister made the call while addressing a recent meeting of the Partnership Council, which comprises representatives from the government and opposition, the private sector, the trade union movement, civil society organizations, and special invitees. Mrs. Simpson Miller urged members of the council to collaborate and ensure that projects which are in an advanced stage be completed with minimum delay. The Prime Minister also commended public sector workers for their positive response to the government's appeal for salary restraint. She hailed the private sector for supporting the growth agenda and creating jobs as a vital contribution to Jamaica's economic development in the near term. The Factories Corporation of Jamaica is retrofitting more than 63,000 square feet of space at the Montego Bay Free Zone for outsourcing and other operations. State Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce Sharon Folks-Abrams says the move is part of continued efforts by the government to capitalize on the growth of the information and communications technology ICT industry and attract more businesses. She notes that the sector is on a growth path and will be delivering some 10,000 jobs over the next 3 years.
The development of the industry is therefore a very important part of our national development plan. Under Vision 2030, the aim is to develop an advanced ICT industry capable of achieving sustained global competitiveness and driven by private sector investment.
Mrs. Folks-Abrams says the government is also working on legislation and other measures to protect the industry. And business leaders in Western Jamaica are being encouraged to take advantage of possible opportunities for economic growth that might arise at the 2013 Jamaica Diaspora Conference. The conference will be held at the Montego Bay Convention Center June 16 to 19 under the theme, A Nation on a Mission, Jamaica Diaspora Partnership for Development. Approximately 500 persons from the Jamaican diaspora in the Caribbean, United Kingdom, Canada, and the United States of America are expected at the event. State Minister for Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Arnaldo Brown says one focus of the conference is to develop and solidify effective partnerships between Jamaica and the diaspora.
Whilst we are preoccupied with the challenges, there are other persons who are coming and taking advantage of the opportunities. And this conference is a call to Jamaicans at home and abroad together to take advantage of the opportunities. We run a serious risk if we do not open our eyes and seize the prize.
That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.